All right, Rabbi, say good morning. So we are picking up today. Let's pick up on the bottom of page 80. So remember, we actually read this, but let's pick up here again. So remember, we're talking about the idea of din, the idea of justice, and the idea that everything, there is a reaction, there's a cause and effect, there's a consequence for everything that happens in this world. Hatzvi ba'ofen klali. So as we said yesterday, bless you. So the deer often is careful and is very vigilant when it comes to the leopards. But if for one moment the leopard is not careful, he's gonna be consumed. He's gonna be grabbed by the leopard. However, again, if the deer were to say, look, you know, in general, I'm vigilant. In general, I'm pretty good. Just this one time I was, and they'll give me a pass. Give me a pass on the one time. Of course, it doesn't work. Top of page 81. If for one moment he's not careful, then there's an immediate consequence, an immediate reaction, which could have devastating effects. Lochin shas hadin yom hadin hudavar miduk dak. Therefore, again, the moment of justice, the day of justice, is something that is exceptionally exact. Vim ata mistakel kacha ala olam aruch nishacha. And if I really focus like this in general on my spiritual life, zedavar maod maod marsia. Something very overwhelming. Ata amar lahabin lahazbir laatzmecha lahachdir laatzmecha sha'otzmaso shala olam haruchni hilo nofeles me'otzmaso hadines shala olam ativi. It's important for me to realize that the same way that the physical world works with cause and effect, the same way that the physical world works with consequences, the spiritual world is no less. The spiritual world is no less. There are consequences and there are reactions for every single thing we do, big and small. This, by the way, is the way to get through to the general populace. Most people speak this language. Most people speak the language of consequences. That's the language. Consequences, cause and effect. I understand, I do something, I jump off the high building, there's gravity. I put my hand in the fire, then I'm going to get burned. So this is the language that the majority of the population speaks. Shekacha olam oved. Zos sva samon shekacha zeh olam. Tzarech lestadir matzios. Al tiyeh chochmolog. Taaseh ma shetzarech. Taavod al pi ha-sefer. Taavod al pi ha-chukim. Tzarech lestadir im ha-olam. So the way ultimately to convey this important need for zihirus, because remember that's what we're talking about over here. How do you convey to people the need to be zohir, the need ultimately to be a contemplative, introspective, thoughtful person who thinks before he acts, who thinks that direction is going in a life? It's very simple. Because if I don't, I'm going to make mistakes. And whenever you make mistakes, there are consequences. And where there are consequences, there are effects. And where there's effect, there's din. There's justice. So the same way that when you see fire, you're going to be careful because you don't want to get burnt, it's the same thing in spiritual life also. Every positive thing and every negative thing that we do has a consequence. Therefore, it behooves you to be vigilant in your approach to life, and it behooves you to be vigilant in your approach to these things. That, says the Mechaber, says the Ramchal, is how you get through to the general populace. He goes on. As dafka ha-hamon hazeh, shemeivin mitzuyon asasofa hadines hazoshala mitzios. This is how you can get through, ultimately, again, to the general populace, who speak this language of consequence. Yovin tov esvas hadin shal tov v'hamitzos. So you could convince a person to be an introspective, thoughtful individual, to have zihiros by explaining to them that there's a cause and effect for everything in life. Therefore, a person has to be vigilant and careful with everything he does, because there is a consequence for every mistake we make. There's a consequence. Jose, you know, we often think that we can escape the consequences by kind of pleading ignorance. Like, lo yadati, I didn't know. So remember again, ignorance works, you know, for a little while, until you're like seven, right? From the age of seven and on, so ignorance no longer works. That's a scary thing, because a lot of us are banking on that. For after 110, I didn't know. Of course, Moshe, I love you. I'm good. I didn't know. That's fine. Except the Kodesh Baruch Hu counted his back, so knew. Why didn't you try to find out? Meaning at the end of the day, your ignorance had consequences. You're responsible. I'm responsible for those consequences. Upo, page 81, second paragraph. Upo, hayamakum ulai lishol, tov miyamar. So ulai be'inyonim haruchniyim zekitzah shona. So the Mechaber says, well, maybe you'll say to yourself, well, how do you know? Right? Miyamar, who says, I understand that the cause and effect applies in the physical world. That I understand. That's an immutable reality with which we live. What you Rav Kashtiel, you Ramchal are saying that this notion applies in the spiritual world as well. Who says? Where do you get this from? Maybe in the spiritual world, will I be on my ruchniyum b'shona me'ateva lo chashiv apratim ketanim. Maybe when it comes to the spiritual world, God is not as focused on the small details. Right? Maybe again in the spiritual world, as much as there's cause and effect, God is focusing on the big stuff. He's not focusing on the little things. Ulai ma shechoshev hi hamigama ulai sacha kosha ishis zema shechoshev. Maybe when it comes to spirituality, what matters most is what? Is like the bottom line. Bottom line. It's like the Rambam says, right? Hilchos Tshuva. What's the definition of a tzaddik? Someone who has more mitzvos than averos. Definition of a rasha. Someone who has more averos than mitzvos. So maybe the, kind of when it comes to spirituality, we're gonna be big picture. Big picture. We're not going to get as focused on the individual actions. Let's just look at the composite. Ulai zelom mishaneh hadik doknus biprat ze o acher. Maybe the important thing is not to get so caught up in being medaktik in every single last detail. Ha'ikr ze ha'kivun ha'klali shala ben adam. The ikr in life is what? Kivun ha'klali. General direction. Right? Am I in the right direction? If the answer to that is yes, great. And even if it turns out that I'm messing up a little bit here, a little bit there, or this particular act is not in order, this particular behavior, what's important in the realm of spirituality is that what? That I'm going in the right direction. So we'll say, so remember, he's raising this question. See, the whole argument that Ramchal or Kashtil are making is that the spiritual world is modeled after the physical world. Namely, that similar in the physical world, there's cause and effect, there are consequences, so in the spiritual world as well. To which Rav Kashtiel just says, who says, maybe a person will say, I don't know if that's, how do I know that that's true? Maybe in the spiritual world, again, it's enough as long as I'm going in the right direction. I don't have to be so hung up on every single last action. Let's just finish this paragraph of Osai. So says Rav Kashtiel, Bezach HaKol, Hu Bachar Tov, Mishtadal Yiyya Makom La'aso Schilik, maybe one can make the argument that what? That there is in fact a distinction between physical things and spiritual things. Therefore, the Ramchal goes out of his way to show us that is incorrect. That is incorrect. In fact, again, in this world, there is as much dikduk, there is as much divine precision with spiritual acts as there is in the physical world. In other words, the same framework of consequences that applies in the physical world applies in the spiritual world as well. He quotes over here, Sevivam nis'ara me'od melamed, she'akadosh baruch hu medaktik im chasidov, kichot ha'sa'ara. So we'll say, we'll stop over here with this because we're going to have a few minute head start on the daf. But we learn that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medaktik with tzaddikim, kichot ha'sar. Kichot ha'sar means like a hair's breadth. So we'll say, what Rav Kashtiel is going to explore, and what Ramchal is going to explore tomorrow, is the notion that God is stricter with the righteous than he is with others. We're stricter with the righteous than he is with others. Which tells us what? Which tells us that Lamaisa, there is a system of consequence, there is a system of cause and effect that applies in the world of spirituality. And in fact, again, the novelty is that the holier you are, the stricter that framework. So we'll pick up a message with this tomorrow, top of page 82.